Thank you. Go.
Well, the children have been round us for the last 10 minutes, Carmella. This pasta, the dough's come out of the fridge and it's been fed through a machine, a pasta making machine. And this pasta is being turned to that. It's quite hard work, Carmella.
Oh, it actually is.
I reckon you probably would have burnt off more calories making this pasta than there are actually by the time you've needed it.
So that'll mean I can have a larger portion. That's what I'm hoping. Parmesan at least.
Is it okay that this is sort of
it's a bit of an odd shape, isn't it? It's an odd shape, and the great thing about making pasta at home is it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't.
I mean, it's the way it tastes.
Absolutely. We're just winding it through the machine now. So what we're doing is making the dough thinner. Thinner will make it silkier. And then obviously then we can thread it through which pasta cutter we'd like. And I think the children are quite looking forward to maybe some spaghettis.
I'd like spaghetti, I think, definitely. I think
spaghetti would, and it goes a lot further as well, so.
Now, you said about it drying out. Is that bad if it dries out?
You don't really want it to dry out. I mean, the longer that you kind of play about with the pasta and have it out, it will dry out. Saying that, though, obviously putting it through the pasta machine, you do need to make sure that it's floured, so obviously that can dry out as well. So do I need to
put a big pan of water on now?
You do. Salty water.
Right. I'm going to put some salty water on while you're winding this through.
Perfect.
There's the pan going onto the oven there. And would you say come on a little bit more salt in that water?
Absolutely. Let's get that water lovely and salty.
There's that little bit of.
If you underseason the pasta at all, it shouldn't really matter, to be honest.
So, yeah, if you
find that the pasta dough has been slightly under seasoned with salt, obviously you can, you know, add more into the water, so it shouldn't really be.
This ball of pasta, Carmella, has gone from being a ball to being almost a metre and a half long.
It really has, and it gets to that stage where you actually need more than one pair of hands, actually two or three.
I'm just going to stand here and just lift that pasta for you so you can use both hands.
There we go.
I was going to say, it isn't really a one-person job, is it?
It really isn't, and it's quite labour-intensive, because as you're threading the pasta through, you need to be able to pull the pasta back out underneath the machine, otherwise if it kind of sticks together, then you're in a bit of a pickle, really.
You haven't dusted it too much with flour here. It's just a very light dusting.
I haven't. It's just a little bit of a light dusting, just to make sure that as it's going through kind of the element of the pasta machine, that it doesn't dry out. So you can see now, Vanessa, that how thin that has become. And I think, really, that's as thin as we will go.
I was going to say, it really is. It's lovely. It's translucent now.
It's really.
It's very yellow.
It's those eggs. It's those wonderful chicken eggs of yours. It really is. I mean, free-range eggs, you know, is something that I use, and that I will only use free-range eggs. But even the free-range egg doesn't give you the yellow that obviously a chicken
has been screeching around the garden all day.
Away, you know. And the eggs are still warm, so I think this pasta is probably going to be one of the most tastiest ones, hopefully, that we would have tried. So I'll pull that away. That's lovely.
It's rocking slightly. I think I probably have to put it slightly further over towards the middle and feed it in the middle.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. There we go. I think we will go for spaghetti as our dish of the day, with a lovely tomato sauce.